This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru John Chinesky. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Soon we'll find out which of our contestants, Evan or Lori, will be today's big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. She plays Vanessa on the FX show Atlanta. Please welcome Zazie Beetz.
Hi.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
And congratulations, Atlanta won so many Golden Globes.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Two of them.
How drunk are people really at the Golden Globes?
They're pretty shwasted.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. People are, there is a time where you can eat food, but it's only like from 4 to 4:45 and a bunch of people are kind of coming in and doing photos, so they just miss that window. But alcohol is served all night, all the time, and given to you for free.
Right.
And then the parties, the Golden Globes are known to be the fun award.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of parties. My boyfriend and I went. I don't really drink, and so I was sober, and everybody was reaching that point.
Oh.
And so we were like, let's go home and, like, make out. So, yeah.
So your character, Van, is a single mom wondering if her baby's father is going to make it as a rapper's manager.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for those of you who haven't seen Atlanta, it's actually kind of a difficult series to describe.
Yeah.
Because it's billed as a comedy.
Yeah.
But it really captures the day-to-day life of a group of characters who live in Atlanta. Now, you said yourself that you don't really see it as a comedy.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I think that's what's interesting. We had like one pre-screening before it premiered, and that audience was just like cracking up, kind of like laughing. And then the actual premiere was like kind of silent. And
that's chilling.
So yeah, so but I feel that like sort of dual experience watching it. And like when I watch it on my own, I don't laugh that much. And I'm more like in a head nodding place.
And so then you're watching it like a real comedian, by the way. If you just watch it and nod your head and you're like, funny. You know, that's
life sucks. You know, it's like very surprising that in the first season it's gotten so much traction and so much love, and particularly the Golden Globes, because that's like a foreign Hollywood
yes.
thing, and it's such an American show and very specific, niched American, and so that it sort of received
attention
like that. Is interesting.
So I know
yeah.
why I think it did, but from your point of view, why do you think it did? Do you think it's the performances? Do you think it's the what these characters' lives are? What do you think it is that is attracting people so strongly in its first season?
I think Donald is a big attraction.
Yeah.
Donald Glover. And I think it's a little different than a lot of American television.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this reads as a little bit more...
Like it's deeper,
yeah. And it's sort of an education on a culture that a lot of people maybe don't see the minutia of their everyday, and you have sort of this one picture of maybe what Black life in America looks like, but this kind of shows a nuance within
right.
that.
And sort of a naturalistic style,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and like a very beautiful, I mean, I think it's gorgeous to watch. And I'm really happy to be a part of something that I'm actually proud of.
Yeah.
Because that's not always the case.
So if but. You... It's not always the case. I understand.
I think also, like, when I watch movies, I just critique them a lot more. And, you know, I feel with music, I'm much more forgiving and like, oh, you know, he just said something bad about women. Whatever. But, like, in movies, I feel... I feel a lot more, this is my medium, I am responsible, I see what you did wrong.
Yeah.
But I think I'm much more picky in my, like, I can't do laugh tracks, I cannot.
Right. Now, season two, what are you hoping to see from your character? I imagine that you have not seen where your character is going
yet. No, I have no idea. I know they've started writing. Donald called me one day and was like, what are your ideas, you know, for season two and stuff? And so I like sent him this long thing of, you know, this should happen. I would actually love to see more women on the show.
Right.
like one of my favorite episodes to shoot was the one where I spent time with like her friend, and I really bonded with the woman who Aubyn Wise, who plays Eliza in Hamilton in Chicago. She's fantastic,
and she plays Jade.
She
on
plays
the show.
Jade, yeah, in the show, and we just connected, and it was very nice to have female energy. Not that there isn't in the crew, but like to work with that was just lovely, and I would love to have. You know, for myself, that'd be really nice.
Was Donald open to having more female talent on the show?
Yeah. I mean, he was just like, great ideas. So, I don't know.
Hopefully.
Who knows?
You said if you, in an alternate universe, if you weren't an actor, you would be a midwife. Why
yeah.
is that?
I love babies.
Oh.
I also have this very deep desire to become a mother. I always thought that motherhood was my highest calling. Oh my God, it makes me emotional. I just think it's beautiful. So
you can have my kid.
I know I romanticize it. I have a 10-year-old brother too, and so I like know how much it can suck, but like I just feel so influenced by that, and I just love women, and so, and I'm a feminist, and I love saying that. And so, I don't know, I feel like all of, like, that's all within that, you know.
Yeah. Who is your dream to portray in a biopic, if you could?
Oh, my God. Billie Holiday or Josephine Baker.
Yeah.
I think Josephine Baker would be so fun. But I have to also say, Billie is someone I play her music when I am having emotions, because I feel like she gets it.
Yeah, she gets it.
And I feel very like this, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, the tragedy, dealing with all kinds of tragedies.
Yeah.
Okay, Zazie, speaking of non-tragedies, mm-hmm. we have a very ridiculous and fun Ask Me Another Challenge for you.
Okay.
Are you up for an Ask Me Another Challenge?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Excellent. Zazie beats everybody. Zazie, you speak German and spent your childhood summers in Germany, so the next game is perfect for you. Jonathan and I will name a German custom or cultural phenomenon, and then we'll give you two possible definitions for what it could be. You tell us which definition is correct.
Okay.
All right. And if you get enough right, you get it. Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth it.
All right. So how great is your German? How would you say?
Like, it's good.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Can you just give us a little bit just so we know that?
Ja, na klar. Ich spreche Deutsch mit meiner Familie und meinem Papa und meiner Mama. Und jedes Jahr war ich in Deutschland. Das ist halt meine Zweitsprache oder meine Muttersprache, ehrlich gesagt. Genauso wie Englisch.
Totally. Okay, so here is your first German custom or cultural phenomenon. Tell us which of the two possible definitions is the right one for it. What is Griebenschmalz? Is it a spread for crackers or bread made of pork, lard, and cracklins? Mm-hmm. Or is it a word for when you're annoyed at someone for being sad?
It's a spread.
That's right, it is yeah. a spread, yes.
What is Topschlagen?
Topschlagen.
Is it a soccer move popularized in Munich where you headbutt the ball to a teammate
mm-hmm.
who also headbutts the ball? Or is it a game where a blindfolded child tries to hit a metal pot with a wooden spoon?
I'm not very versed in soccer, but based on the word, I would say the wooden spoon thing.
That is correct.
Yeah. yeah. It means pot hitting.
Pot hitting.
Topschlagen. Okay.
Seems like a cruel game. You put a blindfold on the child, and then he tries to hit a pot with a spoon.
That was me until I was 10.
Okay, how about what is Polterabend? Is it a tradition where you break a bunch of stuff in front of a bride's house the night before her wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a graphic 1963 German horror film banned in the U.S. under obscenity laws?
I think it's the bride thing. Is it that?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Do you know about this tradition?
I know about the tradition. I just wasn't totally sure what it was called. But isn't there kind of like a thing here where you do that?
Smash people's stuff before they get married?
Yeah.
I mean, only if they owe you money.
Maybe not.
I'm not aware of such custom. It's yeah. a little aggressive, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Some of those dishes are perfectly good. I don't know why.
Yeah.
What is a Schultüte? gifts given to a child on the first day of school, perhaps to make them feel better about having to go to school, or a horn blown by a teacher to indicate that recess is over?
It's the gifts.
It is the gifts.
Although, and I don't know if this is just Berlin, it's usually called a Zuckertüte, which means a sugar bag. And what they do for like the six-year-olds, they have a huge cone, I guess like a cornucopia thing,
yeah,
and just fill it with candy for the first day. And
like so Kinder eggs?
Like Kinder eggs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
And like Haribo, like gummy bears, stuff like that. And it's like the big thing.
Okay, what is Schlagdenrob? Is it A, one of the steps in making sauerkraut?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a television show where contestants compete against a German comedian in challenges such as go-karting, badminton, and trivia?
Wow. Is it the sauerkraut one?
No, I'm sorry. Schlagdenrob is, there's a comedian named Stefan Raab.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
the German, it. He's a German comedian. And
I got it. All right.
Do you know the comedian Stefan Raab?
I feel like I know him. I have to say, I talk to my grandma and my grandpa. So I'm a little, like, culturally out of tune.
Right, right. Do you know much about joke telling in German?
I have, like, one joke.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a little of a long form joke.
Are you going to tell it in German?
Oh, you want me to tell it in English?
I don't know.
Okay. So there's a Prussian.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Prussian joke. Yeah.
Zazie, you did great. You win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Zazie Beetz stars in the show Atlanta on FX. Let's hear it one more time for Zazie Beetz, everybody.